Good morning. Today is August 21st, 2017. It's my husband's birthday today. He's like, isn't that kind of cool? Like, the eclipse is happening on my birthday. I wonder what that means. And so we didn't really put a significant meaning to it, but I know a lot of people are really, really focused on the eclipse and what's happening right now. And they're talking about, you know, this is 40 days before Yom Kippur, and what are the additional signs, and what does this mean? And then people are wanting to, like, to take the time off work, and they're wondering, is it going to get dark? And, you know, it just depends on where your path is and where its path is coming across. Like, remember early on in grade school, I was thinking back, I think it was about fourth or fifth grade, based on the windows, I can remember looking out through the little pinhole out of the things that we had created and made to look at the eclipse, that it wouldn't hurt our eyes, and remembered how it had passed and how it had darkened so much of the day. And we had about an hour worth of almost darkness in the middle of the afternoon due to the eclipse when we were living in Michigan. And I can remember being a little girl and thinking how disappointed I was. I thought it was going to be something far more magnificent when I went and looked through that tiny hole. And I wonder sometimes if that's what people think when they look at our lives or they look at Christianity and they think, oh, they've got this big lead up or this big, you know, preparation, and they think they've got to do all this stuff, and they feel like they're looking through this little tiny hole at the magnificence of Christ and what Christianity can truly be, and then they get disappointed because they realize that the difference is that we've got grace and mercy to take us through, but they don't tap into the greatness and the magnificence. They don't truly have the understanding of what's taking place and what can take place in their life as a result. And so for me, I was a little disappointed back then, I'll be honest with you, because I didn't truly understand the magnificence of what was truly happening. I didn't understand the science behind it. I did understand that I felt like I had to do all this preparation in order to be able to be ready. And one of the things that I want to encourage each one of you with is that we're already enough, that we're good to go. And I know for me, I won't be looking directly at it without making sure that I've got some sort of eye protection in place so that I'm prepared. But I'm going to be carrying on life as usual. Like, to me, it's just another moment, right? I wonder, too, as I was thinking and I was contemplating and I was preparing our talk today, you know, what it would have been like to be there when Christ was crucified. They said that when Jesus died, that it was dark for 3 hours. Was it an eclipse? I don't know. Was it that he was taking on the sin of the world and it was just that total moment of depravity of away from the presence of God? I'm not sure. But what I do know is that God's grace is so sufficient and so amazing for us that he wants such great, amazing things for us. All we have to do is really embrace them. And so I want to encourage you with some of that this morning. Let's start with an opening prayer, and then we'll jump into our study today as we talk about the eclipse and how it's a unique opportunity for us to share. Father God, I pray that you would just speak through my mouth of clay, that I would decrease and you would increase, that you would touch our hearts, that you would give us a new effervescent energy that just permeates everything that we do today, that we are able to witness and take this moment as an opportunity to share about you, and Lord, that you would give us the words that we would need to make this happen. Lord, we love you and we thank you. I pray that you will just give us a special blessing for being together today on this call. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there's an interesting story that I heard about the eclipse, and it's about a man who lives in Kentucky. And what he did is he took 75 acres of his land and decided not to plant a crop this year. And that's a lot if you're a farmer, to not plant that property. And he said what he did is he decided he was just going to give it to the Lord. It's been dedicated to him. And he said, from the sky, the land looks just ordinary, but in the sky, the most extraordinary thing's about to happen, because the great American total solar eclipse, the most historic celestial event in the United States that's ever been seen, is going to begin in Oregon and end in South Carolina, and 80% of the Americans live within 600 miles of the totality, and for those who don't, a partial eclipse will shadow the whole of North America. So this is going to be a big deal, they said today. And near the point of the greatest eclipse where the world will be at its darkest will be in Christian County, Kentucky, where David Ginn decided that he wasn't going to plant this property. So he said from August 19th to August 21st, he cleared 75 acres, and he's going to host Soul Quest, a whole-time tent revival. And he's got it all just set aside because he said that there's a chance to show how God moves moons and planets, how he's going to be moving in Kentucky. He said that the point of the greatest eclipse is in Christian County, and he has one answer. He says, for such a time as this is all I can tell you. I don't know what he's going to do. He says, all we know is he's doing it, and it's something only he can do, only he can cause. And I do know, well, from what I've been told, it's hard for me to imagine people coming from all over the world, but those that are coming, the enthusiasts, this is the spot they desire, where it's the greatest alignment, and that's what we have here. So what he's doing is he's inviting all of these people through the Christian County Convention and Visitor Bureau Executive Director Cheryl Cook. They started talking about this 10 years ago. They got accommodations ready because what happened is people are coming to the city of Hopkinsville, which is the Christian County seat, and he's putting this together logistically to have this big place where he's inviting people to come to witness the solar eclipse, but then he's also doing revival meetings. If you want to be on his property, then you can come in and you can hear about Jesus. And I thought, how incredible is that? That the place where it's going to be the darkest, it's going to be the biggest phenomena, is in Christian County, Kentucky. I thought, it just doesn't get cooler than that. So what he did is he decided that he just dedicated it to the Lord, and he's asking the Holy Spirit and Jehovah Jireh to make a mighty presence there as people from every religion are coming just to see the total eclipse. And during this time, he said, the moon completely blocks the sun, so no light makes it to the earth at all. The horses are going to lay down. The birds are going to stop singing in the dark, and it's going to be still. And they're going to physically experience the sensory expression of what the three Marys felt at that empty tomb. And so I'm not sure exactly what's going to be happening there, but I'm going to try to check back in and see more about what's happening with David Ginn and his property that he's set aside here in Kentucky. But I wondered for all of us, what are we doing? What does this truly mean to us? It talks in the Bible many times about the stars in the heavens and things coming into alignment and days of darkness and things like that. But what does it really mean to us? It gives us the opportunity that we can share about Jesus and share with people that they can have the peace, the peace that goes to understanding that we share, the phenomena that we can give them, that even though it may appear to be a little darker, maybe it's going to be a place where you just feel like you've had the sun be eclipsed in your life. But knowing that the Son, the S-O-N, Jesus the Son, he can make all the difference for us. So there were a few verses in the Word that I thought about. It says that in Matthew 24:29, but immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. He's talking about when it will be the end of the age, when Jesus will come back. And isn't that an exciting time for all of us? Isn't that something that we all look forward to? I know for me that there are many times that when my kids were growing up and they were little and we would talk about Jesus and his return, how excited I would be and how I couldn't wait for that to happen. I know for some of us that's the desire of our heart. We just want to go and be with the Lord. I can remember shortly after my mom passing, how much I grieved and how I wished that I could have just another moment with her, that I could have 5 minutes with her, that I could have another day with her. And then the Lord spoke to my heart one day when I was praying and just pouring out my heart and grieving for my mom. And he said, long for me the way that you long for your mom. And at that moment, everything changed in my heart, because I thought, you know, if I longed for Jesus to come with the fervency that I did for my mom to be in her presence again, if I longed to have the Lord return that way, how differently I would live my life, how differently I would feel. And so every time I have that moment of grief or that time that I miss my mom, I just instantly think about how I miss my Lord, and I can't wait for his return. I know that now that I'm in a different season in my life and my kids aren't all serving the Lord the way that they should, that there's parts of me that desires the Lord to tarry until they can make that decision and come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Makes me more passionate about wanting to share and lead others to the Lord, those that are lost, those that are filled with hatred. Right now in Charlottesville, we have such hatred being expressed, and there's such a heaviness there, so much darkness, and my heart just breaks when I see the hatred. I'm sure the Lord feels the same way. I often think back to the Lord and what he was experiencing. I can't imagine that on the cross. It just, to me, I can't imagine that complete and utter separation. We've been given the Holy Spirit, and so we don't have that where we would truly understand the impact of what it must have been like for the Lord Jesus to take on all of that unto himself. It breaks my heart to think that he would be separated from the Father. I know that when we even have the time of temporary separation that we have from each other, the way that we grieve, right? And I just feel that we, at this point, need to keep our eyes on Jesus, that we need to point as many people to Jesus as we possibly can. You know, it tells us in the Gospel of Mark that it was on the eve of Passover that Jesus was crucified. And in the Gospel of Matthew, that was written probably 85 or 90 years later, that there was almost identical wording. So you know that there was darkness, utter darkness at that moment when Jesus passed, when he took that on. They recorded an incredible earthquake. Some people said that people were even raised from the dead at that moment. I can't even imagine what it would have been like for our Savior to be willing to take on the sin of the earth. And just to know that the grace and the love, they said that it was about noon and the darkness came over the whole land until about 3 in the afternoon. I wonder what it would have been like. I wonder what really was happening. I wonder what it was like for Jesus to know that he was completely separated, to take on every sin that had ever been taken or would ever be committed. He took it upon himself. The immense love that must have been, the pain he must have endured. And then to because he had the sin upon him, he was separated for the first time from the Father. And then to know that he was going to send Holy Spirit to us to bring comfort and things to us. He wanted to come back and tell us that personally. He came back. He went to hell. He took the keys of death from the enemy. And he came back to tell us and to let us know that death has no victory over us. That we can be alive in Christ. How are you living your life? How am I living my life? To make sure that the darkness is not eclipsing the sun. Are we true examples of love? Are we true examples of this love that we can only have through Christ? I want to encourage you to take the time today and really reach out to someone that you know is hurting. Don't let the enemy eclipse you with busyness, with feelings that there's just too much to do, or being self-centered, thinking only of our own issues, realizing that there are others that are hurting. I want to encourage you to reach out and share the love of Christ today. I think that if we take these moments of these signs and these wonders, and we use them to the glory of God, that tremendous things can happen. I don't know if we'll have an earthquake today. I don't know. I know that people were telling us of earthquakes and things like that they were experiencing over the weekend and in different parts of the world. But I do know that for here in America, in North America, that this is going to be an interesting day. I know that some people are celebrating by eating moon pies and chewing eclipse gum today and doing other silly things. But I want to charge you and challenge you and encourage you to make a difference in the life of someone else today. I want you to take this moment and talk about how this can be the difference maker in the life of someone else because you cared enough to really share. God has been faithful to all of us, hasn't he? He's given us such love. I know for many of my friends, as they're in they're in Canada, they've got tremendous fires, and they said that it is almost as if there's darkness all of the time. But regardless of what you're doing, if you're watching the eclipse or you're watching it on TV or whatever you're doing, I want you to really focus on what God can do in and through you. I know for some people here that they're starting a new day in school. They're embracing new things for business. Some people are just experiencing pain and they can't even get out of the bed. I do know that God's grace is sufficient. I know that we have a message of hope, of light, of love that we can share. So I'm hoping that regardless of what it is for you or whenever the eclipse is passing over you, that you will take the time, that you'll share the love of Christ with someone and that you'll make a difference. If you are uncertain how to share the gospel, it's so simple. It really is just asking Jesus to come into your heart, to forgive you of your sin, confess that you will live for him your entire life. You'll dedicate everything to him, that you won't hold on to secrets, and that you'll definitely let him be the Lord, the King, the master of your life. And to me, it's so, so powerful. So just wanting to encourage you today, just wanting to let you know that I love you and that we have the opportunity to share. I'm anxious to see what happens in Christian County, Kentucky, or all these different places that we've got all of these others that are coming and watching that are going to make a difference with the eclipse. It's pretty exciting. I want to go to the Lord in prayer and just encourage you. Father God, I just thank you that you love us, that you give us the ability to share, that we can be with you that you love us, that you give us the opportunity to not only be in our lives, but that we can share. Lord, I thank you that this is an opportunity to speak of you, that this is an opportunity to share of your love, and I ask, Lord, that you would just bless our efforts as we share. Lord, we just pray that as we move forward, that at this day would be a day that we would remember, not that there was just the solar eclipse, Father, but that it was a day that your love eclipsed the darkness. Lord, that the darkness doesn't overtake the sun, but the sun overtakes the darkness. And Lord, that as we move forward and we go through life, Lord, today, that you would help us to be mindful of bringing hope. Lord, I thank you for those that have made the silliness out of this, Lord, and brought the light, where they've made silly eclipse glasses to look at the eclipse. And Lord, I pray that for those that are looking, Lord, that they would be protected by your grace, Lord, that they would truly understand and have the protective eyewear that they need, or that they would be prepared, Lord, in any way that they would be protected. Lord, I thank you that you've got those that are being sent all around the world, Lord, to Christian County or wherever it is that they're watching, Lord, that you would have people just sharing. Lord, I ask that you would be with those that are in Charlottesville, Virginia, Lord. It seems like at this time, I'm sure it's not by coincidence, Lord, but that you are going to bring peace, that you'll bring clarity, Lord, that you would remove the darkness in their hearts, the heaviness in their heart, the hatred, that it would all be gone, that this hurt would be healed. Lord, I also pray for Mark with his divorce proceedings that they're ongoing. Lord, I pray that you would expedite that, Lord, and that you would bring, excuse me, Lord, that you would bring that to a total place of peace and love, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen Mark as he is preparing to go to the IMC, as well as those that are already headed there, Lord, or in the preparation mode. Lord, we know that this is a time of refreshing and education, Lord, and community and love, and that there's great and wonderful things that take place there, Lord. I ask for miracles and salvation, Lord, that right now that favor go out before and prepare the hearts and mind of those that are hearing the gospel for the first time ever. Lord, I ask that you would be with Gloriella as she's working her business, Lord, that you would expedite. Lord, we know that your timing's perfect. Give her patience in the process, Lord, but also expedite and remove any constraints or restrictions that the enemy is trying to place, any distractions there, Lord, that those would be removed. Lord, I also pray for Peter and his career, Lord, that this has been a long time coming, Lord. I pray that you would continue to work in and through his life, bringing understanding, bringing peace, and Lord, that he would take this time for preparation, Lord, that you've given him to prepare and to proceed and to follow the leading that you lead him in. Each step of the way, Father, I pray that you would just guide his path and each step, Lord, as he moves forward. Lord, I pray for each person that's on the line today, Lord, and for each that are hearing the recording about the eclipse, Lord, I pray that your love would just eclipse all of the darkness in our lives, that we would remember that you are the sun, the S-O-N, the one that is the true giver of light. Lord, I pray that your light will permeate through every cell in our being, that you would bring healing and restoration. Lord, I ask for our wayward children, that, Lord, that they would be brought back to you, those that are prodigals and those that are just thinking of experimenting with things that they have no business drawing their attention to. Lord, I pray that you'll bring them back to serve you with all of their heart. Lord, I pray that you would give us proper perspective and love, that we would love unconditionally, Lord, that we would learn to love our children, that even in their times of sin, Lord, and or love our neighbor or love those around us, regardless of the sin, Lord, that we would be able to set that aside and truly love the way that Jesus loved, laying his life down for us. Lord, we want you to return. Lord, we also want our family to be able to be in heaven as well. So, Lord, I pray that you bring comfort to those hearts that are grieving because they still don't have their family members or those that they love and care about most serving you. Lord, I pray that you would just bring encouragement today, that you would give us the opportunity to share about the love and the salvation message of Jesus, that it doesn't have to be hard or complicated, but that we would be faithful to bring others to you as people are talking, Lord, that it would be a great opening point where we can come and speak your truth to them. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for each person here. I thank you for their families. I pray a blessing upon their business, Lord. I pray a blessing upon the health of their bodies, Lord, that you would bring them back into that place of total healing and restoration. Lord, I pray that you would heal their soul realm, which is their mind, their will, and their emotion, Lord, as they move forward. Pray for strength, Lord, this week, that as each person goes to accomplish the tasks that are before them, that you would give them strength, that you would give them clarity of purpose, that you would bring peace that goes beyond understanding. Lord, we love and thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a great week, everybody. And I'm anxious to hear how you share about the gospel and take this opportunity today, whether you post on Facebook something about the Lord, whether you talk to somebody today about the eclipse or about how this is affecting things. I just want to hear what you're doing, so be sure to share that with me. I love that in Psalm 8:3 in verse 9, it says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." So take this today as the opportunity just to share how majestic the Lord is. And when we think about how amazing it is that we have the opportunity to witness something so profound, that we're faithful. Oh, I love you guys, and I'll talk with you again. I won't be on the call next week. Like I said, I'll be at the IMC. So I'm going to see if I can get somebody to cover, and I believe it'll be John that'll be covering next week. So definitely jump on the line. Let him know that you love him. He's a great guy, and he'll have a message for the Lord for you. But take care. God bless you guys, and I'll be with you next week. Bye now.